two talks will be developing the theme of the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. In this first talk, we'll lay a very brief foundation of understanding of the Holy Eucharist and the sacrifice of the Mass. And in the second talk, we'll speak more specifically about the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament outside of the time of Mass. When God decided to unite heaven and earth, when God decided to bridge the gap between himself and ourselves, he chose to take flesh, he chose to take on humanity, and to leave eternity, as it were, and to be born into time, into place, into a very specific scene, a very specific context. And of course, it is in that historical reality that Jesus died and rose again from the dead. It's in that leaving of eternity that Jesus accomplished our salvation once and for all. Jesus leaves the seven sacraments as outward signs of worship that allow us to be in contact with what he did in the past, with this work of salvation in the past. But Jesus' work of salvation, his death, his resurrection, were not just things that happened in the past, in time, but they are eternally happening. They're constantly present. They're constantly going on in heaven, as if you will. Because Jesus is God-man, because he is divine and human, he existed in time and space, in the historical reality of 2,000 years ago. But he continually abides in eternity with the Father and the Spirit. And since what he does, or what he did, cannot be separated, what he did as a human cannot be separated from what he is as God, the reality of his death and resurrection is an ongoing reality. It's ever present in eternity. Every time we offer the Holy Eucharist, we make present in our time and in our place this one eternal sacrifice of Jesus offered on the cross in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. It's a historical reality. It's something that factually and actually happened. But it's also a spiritual reality. It's something that is continually present to God in eternity. This making present face of Jesus is accomplished by the Eucharistic prayer, the great prayer of thanksgiving that's offered over the bread and wine that we present at Mass. That prayer begins with the dialogue of the priest, "The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise." It continues as we recall what Jesus did at the Last Supper, as we invoke the power of the Holy Spirit to change the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus, as we recall his death, his resurrection, his coming again, and as we make intercession for all of the needs of the world and the church. And it concludes as the priest holds up the consecrated bread and wine and says, "Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever." In the Eucharist, Jesus uses the outwards of bread and wine, of food, that point to and reveal a spirituality. But unique in the Eucharist is that the outward signs also become the reality. They become what they signify. Through the power of the Holy Spirit and the priest repeating the words of Jesus, the bread and wine become the actual body and blood of Jesus, sacrificed for our salvation. It is through this transformation of the bread and wine that Jesus feeds us. It's through this transformation of the bread and wine in the Eucharist that Jesus accomplishes what he taught and what he promised in the sixth chapter of John's Gospel. There we read Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread that I shall give as my flesh for the life of the world. If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. At every Mass, then, we stand on the hill of Calvary. At every Mass, we witness God's love, the Father's love, poured out in the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross as he willingly surrenders himself to the Father. At every Mass, then, we sit at the table of God's kingdom. We dine with Jesus, and we are fed with his body and blood. And we become one with Jesus, and he transforms us into his body and blood. He transforms our life into his life, just as bread and wine were transformed into his body and blood. This is our highest act of worship, our highest act of adoration. It is our thanksgiving. And there's a spin-off. There's a benefit. There's something additional to this act of worship. We Christians have always believed, Catholic Christians have always believed, that Jesus remains present under the form of bread and wine as long as those outward appearances exist. As long as the outward appearance of bread and wine are in existence and they remain incorrupt, we believe that Jesus' presence abides there continually. It's not something that's just for the moment of the offering of the Eucharist. And as a result of that, we have an additional way of worship and adoration. The possibility of worshiping Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament outside the celebration of the Mass. And that will be the theme of our next conversation. Perhaps in your simple theme or question on this talk, what do you experience when you participate in the Eucharist on Sunday on weekdays? Do you see yourself, do you feel yourself being present at Calvary, at the Last Supper, at the Resurrection? What happens to you when you go to Mass?